Haunted Lantern presents. The Starport Inn. Episode 13.
That was House of the Rising Sun by Gwen Foster and Tom Clarence Ashley, and this is Tanner Tunes coming at you straight from 102 Tunes. We'll get right back to our regularly scheduled music, but first, the sheriff has given me an announcement to make. Tonight at 8, he's holding a town hall meeting to talk about these alien sightings and what all this means for the town. Again, this is an official announcement. Town hall meeting at 8 p.m. at City Hall. Be there or be scared. Now, here's Carolina in the Morning by Judy Garland, straight at you from 102 Tunes.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be sweeter.
I think we got what we're going to get. Most people are here and word travels, as I imagine you've gathered by this point, so there probably ain't anyone else coming that wants to be here.
I'm surprised there's this many people, considering we only got the announcement to the radio a few hours ago. But, as you say, word travels, right?
Yeah, I think we're good either way. You know what you're gonna say? Got, like, any notes or shit?
Honestly, I'm just going to wing it and see how it goes. My old partner said I do my best work when I'm boxed into a corner, so to speak.
Well, I'll be managing the crowd. Give me a wave if you need anything.
Plug that in here, this in there, and then... Good evening, everyone. If I can have your attention, please, we'll get started. Some of you may know me already, but for those that don't, my name's Agent Weaver, I use they/them pronouns, and I'm with the FBI. I came to the city a couple weeks ago as part of an investigation into several missing children, which is currently ongoing. I'm not part of, nor party to, the secondary investigation going on under the direction of the FBI, but that's why I'm here all the same. I know there's been some outcry about all this, and I know you're scared. If I were you, I'd probably be afraid too, having the FBI suddenly roll in just as the town starts experiencing weird phenomena after weird phenomena. I'm not going to pretend that you all haven't noticed the stuff I've been working on since I got here, and I'm not going to pretend it's not weird, or scary, or off. It's a lot. I get it. Here's the thing. I think we can all agree that it's very difficult to work with people who are scared. Scared people get jumpy, and they get agitated, and that doesn't mesh well with trying to get the answers. And if I'm going to keep trying to find your children, I'm going to need your help, which means I'm going to need you all to feel safer and less afraid. So, here's what I want to do. I want to know what you all will need to feel better about the FBI's presence here, both for the short term and the long term. I can't make the new agent leave, but I can do my best to get answers for you all and see what things they can do to make you all more comfortable. I'm willing to have that fight if it comes to it. I know I feel like an outsider, and I know that honestly, I am. I'm not a resident of Starport, and I know that changes things. But if you can trust me with your concerns, I can do my best to make them heard.
At this point, if people want to approach the mic, we'll take any concerns or questions. Y'all know how this works. One at a time and don't make a fuss, right? Oh, and everything's being recorded for official reasons, so if you come up here, you consent to us keeping that.
I don't want to speak for all of us, of course, but I don't think I'm alone in my concerns, Agent Weaver. I'm grateful that you're willing to talk to us about what's going on, and in that manner, I think I speak for most of us. Most outsiders don't treat us like more than country hicks, to be frank, so the respect is refreshing. I think, and y'all come speak up if I'm wrong, the biggest concern we got is that we're a tourist town, Agent. People don't come visit much during the winter, so we gotta get as much business as we can during the summer so we don't go flat broke come January. And that ain't easy as is. Then suddenly the feds roll up with helicopters and jeeps and all that, marking off walking trails while they search them and cause a ruckus. And in the middle of September to boot. Would you want to visit somewhere while the feds are investigating like that? It's one thing to see feds in places like Vegas, right? They ain't really a safe town to start with. But here, we ain't supposed to be so dangerous that feds feel it necessary to visit. So when you do show up, it looks bad on us. Tourists go, you know, I don't know if I want to go there right now, get harassed by the FBI, and suddenly we're losing money and risking our livelihoods and we can't do anything about it. Yeah. We are scared, Agent, but it ain't really the aliens we're scared of. Sure, it ain't natural or normal, and that's weird, and most of us don't like it. But in the long run, as long as nobody's getting kidnapped, it don't do much. Hell, shit like that draws in people more than not, you know. We ain't dumb, Agent. We know this town ain't right by most standards. You don't live in a town with a swamp as your backyard without learning that the world is a scary place. But we know what is safe and what ain't safe out there, and we get by. This, though, not only are they making us look bad, they even had the wherewithal to tell us if we're in any danger. We got the FBI scaring off our tourists, and they ain't even got the good sense to let us know if we're in any real trouble. That ain't right, Agent. And it ain't fair either.
So, you're saying your biggest complaints are that they're scaring off the tourists, which hurts your business, and that they haven't mentioned whether or not you're safe?
Absolutely that, Agent. We really ain't hard people to work with. We don't need much. Just a quick check-in that we can leave our houses without risking getting, I don't know, snatched up by aliens or what have you. And a couple less helicopters disturbing the peace out here. That's it. They can keep what they find for all I care. Knowing whether there is or ain't aliens don't matter none. Unless, of course, they're tourists, too.
I understand that, sir. At this point in time, I can't say for sure what is and isn't dangerous about the situation, because I've not been allowed to be part of it due to the FBI's regulations and protocols. I can, however, try and find out, now that I know the specifics of your concerns, and when I do, we'll figure out a way to get the details to you all as soon as we can, if that's amenable. What I can tell you now is that the other FBI agent is making an attempt to be quick about things, at the very least, but it still might be a few days. Because of the nature of the sightings, they have to search the swamp, and the helicopters are meant to make that task much shorter. Otherwise, they'd likely be here for months, which I hope we're right to assume that you all prefer the shorter time frame.
Yeah.
Now, are there any further questions? Relevant to the issues as of now, anyway. All right, then. Hopefully this helps some, and I'll be able to pass your questions along to the other FBI agent as soon as I can. And I'll get you the answers you need. Thank you all for coming to this meeting, and hopefully this will be resolved shortly. You think that went all right?
They ain't rioting, so it's probably all right. Ain't like you can do much else right now anyway. Honestly, think just being heard did a heck of a lot. They ain't wrong to say most outsiders treat us like that country rednecks who ain't ever graduated high school.
An unfortunate and, as far as I've seen, incredibly inaccurate assessment. Either way, I'm going to try and set up a meeting with Wesker in the morning. Maybe we'll get some good news then.
I hope so, Agent, for all our sakes. Go get some rest. I'll wrap up here.
Will do, Sheriff. Good night.
Good night, Agent.
Say Wesker.
Agent Wesker, it's Agent Weaver. I have a couple of questions for you from the sheriff's office about your stay here.
Actually, Agent Weaver, I wanted to talk to you myself about all that. Would you want to grab coffee and chat? Probably easier to do in person.
I can, sure. Do you have any preference? If not, there's a 24-hour diner at the end of the island we can meet at.
Sounds perfect, Agent. I'll meet you there shortly.
Agent Weaver to Sheriff Taylor, please respond. Over.
Go for Sheriff Taylor, over.
Sheriff, I'm about to meet with the other FBI agent, who needs to speak with me himself about something. I'll let you know what's up, but things may be evolving, and I can't tell if it's for the worse or the better. Over.
You think he's sending you home? Over.
I can't tell for certain right now, but it's possible. I'll let you know what I find out when I can, but I wanted you to be forewarned that me leaving might be on the table. Over.
Thanks for the heads up, Agent. Over and out.
Good morning, and welcome to the Constellation Diner. What y'all want to drink?
Coffee, please. Black.
Also have a coffee. Can you add a shot of espresso?
Absolutely. I'll be right back, darling.
Said you had questions for me? Might be best if you go ahead and ask, just in case what I have to say is the answer you want.
Well, the sheriff's office held a town meeting last night, and the residents expressed some concerns about the effect the helicopters would have on their tourism, and whether or not they're even in danger. I said I'd get some answers on both that and what your timeline looks like so they can plan around it.
Well, good news, Agent. We're actually packing it up this morning.
All right, Shug, y'all want me to list the specials, or do you need a little more time?
We'll be fine with the coffee for now, thanks.
All right, let me know if you need anything.
Packing it up? You said it would be at least a few days before you finished in the swamp, didn't you?
I did, but last night, well, things changed. And it's been determined that the bulk of the people out here aren't necessary anymore. The helicopters and the extra agents are all moving out in about an hour. Though they may have to delay it if they can't fuel the choppers quick enough. This town isn't exactly set up to fuel helicopters, after all.
Things changed? What happened?
It'll be easier if you just give this a listen.
Ground team, this is Black Hawk R8. We're beginning our pass over sector C-54. Current time is 0300 hours. Confirmed, no visuals. Over.
Roger that, over.
Man, I can really see why the locals get jumpy about the woods out here. I can't see anything on the ground right now.
Yeah, it's dark as hell. I don't know what we're looking for, but I don't think we're going to see anything on the ground with it being this dark.
What the hell is that? Are you seeing this?
Yeah, I see it. Ground team, we have visual confirmation of something. Please advise. Over.
Keep a visual on the target, Black Hawk, and maintain course. We'll radio shortly with further instructions. Over.
Captain, this is Agent Wesker. Can you describe what you're seeing? Over.
Well, sir, there seems to be lights just in front of us. I can't confirm size at this time, but they look smaller than the helicopter at the current distance. I can't see any visible craft, but they're so bright, the light itself might be hiding it. Over.
Are they coming this way?
Ground team, unidentified lights are currently moving in our direction. Collision is likely if we do not change course. Please advise. Over.
What the hell are they? I still can't see any craft, but they're so fast.
Honestly, I've been with this department for a decade, and I have no idea. I've never seen anything like it.
Is it just me, or are they not making any noise either? I'd expect something else up here to at least make some noise. That silence feels so unnatural.
No, they're quiet for me too. Let me radio the ground team again and see if we get a response. Ground team, unidentified lights are still heading in our direction. At speed. Collision is now imminent. Please advise. Over. Ground team, can you read us? Over. There must be something going wrong with the radio. I can't contact them at all.
Taking evasive action.
Not worth it. Just brace yourself. Contact!
Reynolds!
You alright, Harris?
Yeah, I'm good. What the fuck was that? Blackhawk, alright, this is Ground Team. Can you read us? Over.
Ground Team, this is Blackhawk R8. We can read you now. Over.
Blackhawk, what happened up there? Over.
I have no idea, sir. The lights approached and we lost radio signal. Proceeded to collide with them, I guess. But there's no solid craft to collide with. The lights seem to just pass through us and we're still moving southeast at speed. Over.
Blackhawk, return to base for debriefing immediately. Over.
Roger that, Ground Team. Blackhawk, returning to base. Over and out.
I was on the ground when it happened. 1 minute we had radio contact with the helicopter, next was gone. No one else was supposed to be up there, and we made sure of that. We still don't know what that was.
You're telling me that you came here on suspicions of aliens, and you actually find an unidentified flying object, you, what, leave?
The issue is, Agent, that wasn't an object up there. The helicopter had absolutely no signs of outward damage, and the pilots didn't report any turbulence or shaking. Whatever it was flipped almost all of their alarms, and we think it's responsible for the radio silence, but even a pocket of radio interference can do that much if you run through it. It might not be identified, it might fly, but we can't confirm it's an object. So until we do, it's not actually a UFO.
So you come into this town, cause a stir, frighten everyone, and then just leave when you don't run headfirst into a spaceship. Is this the FBI's directive or yours?
Oh no, I'm staying. It's the team that's leaving, and that's the FBI's directive. Weaver, the Foreign Intelligence Agency isn't here to chase aliens. We have the guys who are trained for it, but that's not because we're actually trying to meet invaders from another planet. I was sent here because in the off chance there were aliens with enough sentience to speak and enough intelligence to communicate in a language we can understand, we needed someone who could make sure they didn't press any big red death buttons. Since there's no craft, there's no reason to keep the team here.
Then why are you staying?
Well, they need me to confirm this isn't some kind of new spy technology. My boss is sure it's something from the Russians, but he's also been in foreign intelligence since the Cold War. So he blames everything on Russia regardless. Either way, I get to be the sort of lone gunman out here for a bit. I shouldn't be getting in your way if you're concerned and the invasion protocols are null if there aren't aliens.
That's great.
Is it? Look, if there's something I need to do after all this, I can.
It just seems so pointless, right? Rolled in like you own the place, derailed my investigation, frightened the locals, and almost caused a riot outside the sheriff's office. Only to leave after 2 days without any answers other than, it's not aliens. Imagine what would have happened if I hadn't been doing your damage control with the locals, Wesker.
Would you prefer us staying?
No? Maybe. I don't know, Wesker. This whole situation leaves a bad taste in my mouth. The FBI is willing to run in here and cause mayhem for the locals over a single alien sighting, and you get everything you need from them without effort because of it. But it was like they didn't even care about keeping things kosher with the locals. Not to mention, I don't think I'd get half the response time from them if I needed helicopters or anything.
Yeah, and that is kind of shitty, you're right. Honestly, I don't know if I would have said that yesterday, but something about this just... You're right. It feels off. But it's not our place to question that kind of thing. The FBI makes decisions based on more than just how much it'll upset the locals, you know?
Not for you, anyway.
What was that?
My partner, who's currently on desk duty, so... That says a lot. Would vehemently disagree about the whole can't question the FBI's decisions thing. He's the kind of guy to question anyone who makes dumb decisions, regardless of who. Even me. Especially me.
Hey, maybe he's right, maybe he's not. Who knows? Questioning what you're told is how I got here, after all. Either way, you're going to be seeing a lot of me for the next little bit. But the helicopters and the rest are headed out soon. You can tell the locals that unless things change drastically, there probably won't be any further intensive investigation into the lights.
They'll be glad to hear that, for sure.
Oh, and the official call is that they're harmless, though we don't really know enough to call that for sure. Both the pilots came down fine, and besides the fact it tripped every alarm, there wasn't anything wrong with the helicopter. At the very least, it's not the most dangerous thing in the swamps, so they'll probably be glad to hear that, too. Be seeing you, Agent Weaver.
Thanks, Agent Wesker.
You ordering anything, hun, or should I get the rest of the check?
Can I get one egg poached, a side of toast, and you have turkey bacon?
I think we do. Want me to check with the kitchen?
He'll just put the order in, and I'll be okay if there isn't any turkey bacon.
Of course. I'll go put that in and get you some fresh coffee.
Hey, Sheriff Taylor. It's Agent Weaver. Everything's fine, actually. I have good news for you. I'm actually getting breakfast at the Constellation Diner. If you want to join me, we can talk here. All right, I'll see you then, Sheriff. The Starport Inn, written and produced by J.D. Dennis and K.D. Lalonde, with music by Liam P. Vaughn. Find us at linktree.com/thestarportinn, or email us at thestarportinn@gmail.com. This has been a Haunted Lantern production. Thanks for listening.